Third, before the 1920s, many scientists, including Gregor Mendel, regarded Mendelian genetics as incompatible with Darwinian evolution. Genes that remain unchanged in the process of descent seemed incapable of providing the modifications required by Darwin's theory. It was largely for this reason that Mendel's work, published in 1866, was completely ignored until 1900 and discounted by many biologists for decades thereafter. Fourth, in the 1930s, even some Western biologists remained skeptical of Mendelian genetics. Genes were unobserved abstractions. There were some well-known exceptions to Mendel's laws, and the role of DNA in heredity had not yet been discovered. Fifth, science in the Soviet Union was government-supported on a scale unprecedented in history. Driven by a desire to surpass the West, the Soviet Union devoted a larger share of its budget to science than any other industrialized nation. Unfortunately, unprecedented government support also meant unprecedented government entanglement. Enter Trofim Lysenko. Lysenko seems to have been an opportunist rather than an ideologue. He was not a Marxist, and he never joined the Communist Party. In the late 1920s, he attracted the attention of agricultural scientists by publishing and lecturing about the effects of temperature on plant development. When Stalin's forced collectivization of farms produced widespread famine, the Soviet government asked the scientific establishment to come up with immediate solutions, and Lysenko jumped at the chance. He proposed a physiological treatment he called vernalization, which he claimed would increase productivity by making it possible to sow winter grains in the spring. Vernalization failed to live up to his promise, and Lysenko went on to propose other solutions. They failed too. But Lysenko succeeded in gaining the support of government officials, including Stalin, who were impatient with the apparent inability of academic biologists to come up with quick solutions to the nation's pressing problems. Lysenko had little formal training in biology, much less Mendelian genetics. He also initially denied any kinship between his ideas and Lamarckism, but after Isaac Present, president of the Society of Marxist Biologists, introduced him to evolutionary theory, he eagerly embraced Darwinism, along with its Lamarckian elements. By the 1930s, Lysenko was conflating the physiological process of vernalization with a Lamarckian inheritance of acquired characteristics. When Mendelian biologists criticized him, he simply evaded their arguments and declared that Mendelian genetics was unacceptable because it contradicted Darwinian evolution. By then, many Western biologists were accepting the modern synthesis of Darwinian evolution and Mendelian genetics, but Soviet Minister of Agriculture Yakov Yakovlev supported Lysenko by declaring Mendelism to be incompatible with true Darwinism. In 1937, Present praised Lysenko for marching under the banner of reconstruction of biological science on the basis of Darwinism raised to the level of Marxism.